When shopping, if you break it, you buy it. But once you buy it, can you fix it? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for Molly Wood. The Federal Trade Commission is turning its attention to the right to repair movement, a pushback against manufacturers limiting who can repair the equipment they make. In a report from May, the agency found, quote, "the burden of repair restrictions may fall more heavily on communities of color and lower income communities." This summer, the agency said it would do more to prevent these restrictions when they violate antitrust law. One group watching this is farmers. Some companies that make farm equipment only allow repairs at their own dealerships. Terry Griffin is an agricultural economist with Kansas State University. I spoke with him back in July. Griffin grew up on a farm in Arkansas, and back then, DIY equipment repairs were just a part of life.
I think I'm fairly good with a wrench. You know, that was because financial circumstances were tough in the 1980s, and farmers were sort of forced into that as a survival mechanism.
Think you'd be able to fix a piece of farm equipment today?
No. It's a world of difference between 1980s and today. We've been pushing data from farm equipment to the cloud for the manufacturer's use since about 2010.
And these pieces of equipment we're talking about are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars in some cases.
Or even more. It wouldn't be out of the question for the newest John Deere combine to come fully equipped at over $1 million.
Can you give some specific examples about what an operator or a farmer might want to fix right now that they typically can't?
One of the issues that a lot of farmers would be happy with would be able to run the diagnostic codes, the error messages to diagnose what the issue is. The dealership of the manufacturer are the only ones that can run those diagnostics.
How does the inability of farmers and operators to repair this equipment affect the business of running a farm?
During the planting season, if there is an issue with the tractor that we're using to pull the planter, and we're not able to use it, we may have to load it up onto a truck and drive it an hour, 2 hours to a qualified repair shop. And essentially may lose a half a day or a whole day. And then there is a optimal week of the year with which to plant corn. And if we have to wait to the end of the season to make up that day's worth of planting, we're at a relative disadvantage such that the yields are lower.
What do the manufacturers say in response to these complaints?
Well, if I was manufacturing equipment, I would fully understand why I would want my qualified trained technicians to do the repairs. You know, especially if the equipment is leased, that way I can ensure that I know how those repairs are made when it goes to the secondary market for selling used equipment.
Terry Griffin at Kansas State University. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.